You're listening to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast network. You're listening to the Dolphins Talk Fan Series, introducing you to some of the Miami Dolphins' biggest fans. If you'd like to nominate a fan to appear on the show, shoot us an email at dolphinstalk1977@gmail.com or send us a message on Twitter at DolphinsTalk. And now, here's today's episode of the Dolphins Talk Fan Series.
Hello, Miami Dolphins fans, and thank you once again for listening to the DolphinsTalk.com Fan Series. I am your host, Mike. Join me, as he always does on the fan series, is Ian Berger. Ian, how are you doing today?
Mike, so glad to see you. So glad that we're having another one of these fan series. I love hearing from the Miami Dolphins fans.
Absolutely. We have a long list of people who want to be on, so we got to start, chipping away at this list and getting everyone on. And on today's show, we have a very special guest, because as we always say, the Miami Dolphins have one of the largest and most diverse fan bases in the NFL, with fans in all 50 states and countries around the world. This podcast series is to help our listeners get to know some of those fans a little bit better. Some of those fans we have on, you may already know through their social media presence, and some others you may be learning about and meeting for the first time. So with that said, let's give a warm DolphinsTalk.com welcome to Jeff Harris. Jeff, how are you doing today?
Hey guys, how are you?
Awesome. We are awesome. Fantastic.
What an honor to be here. Thank you.
Well, we're happy to have you. And we are also just want to say thank you, because I know you are one of probably the longest tenured listeners to this podcast. When we first started, you're always sending me emails, sending in questions to our mailbag. So thank you for being a loyal DolphinsTalk.com follower.
You are welcome. You guys deserve all the credit. You know, I always say the season never ends for people like us, and it's because of you guys. You keep everything going, all the updates. I can't say thank you enough. I know, and I speak for a lot of fans.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We enjoy it. I guess the first question is, Jeff, tell everyone where you're from and how you became a fan of the Dolphins.
I'm actually from Binghamton, New York. I live in Johnson City, New York. I'm another New Yorker. My friend Brian Kelly, I was 9 years old. This goes back to Larry Zonka, I guess.
Ooh, okay.
So, yep, he had a Larry Zonka shirt. I had to get a Larry Zonka shirt, and that's all we did every day is play football on the road, kill the man with the ball. And then next thing you know, oh, we're watching him. I remember when Domino's Pizza was in its infancy, and that was so cool to watch a Dolphins game, and they would deliver pizza to us. That's how long I've been watching the Dolphins.
So yep. What type of work do you do for a living and such?
Yeah, I'm a licensed electrician. I currently work full-time for Home Depot in the aisles, helping people pick the right products and how do you wire a three-way switch and what should I do or not do. And it's been pretty good. I've been there 14 years, almost September. I get almost every Sunday off, so I don't miss a Dolphins game as a rule. Never.
That is awesome. And I will tell you, Jeff, that's one thing I will not do around the house is touch the electrical wires, because I'm always worried that I'm going to mess something up and blow up everything in our house. So I'm sure you do an awesome job. And actually, so you mentioned that Larry Zonka was the first player that you got the jerseys for, you and your friend did. But who is your all-time favorite Miami Dolphins player, current or former?
I knew you were going to ask this. There's just so many. I remember like Devon Bass. I don't know if I had to have a toss up. I would say, for heart, I love Cam Wake and Zach Thomas. And you got to mention Marino and Zonka, but I'd have to flip a coin between Cam Wake and Zach Thomas.
Nice.
I could go on forever.
Sometimes it's hard to pinpoint just one, right? Because there's so many during different eras of the Dolphins.
Oh, yeah. When you follow a team that long, you're going to have favorites. But like you say, Mike, it's a storied franchise. That is so true. So many good players, good fans. Just, lucky.
So with that said, too, and I know this one's kind of a hard question, too, because there were so many great moments. But what's your favorite moment throughout the Miami Dolphins as you've been watching them? Which one sticks out to you the most?
I got to say the Leon Let It Go, and there's a story behind that. So, me and a buddy of mine, we were dating sisters, right? And they lived in the country. So we'd go up on Friday nights and Saturday, and we'd help them split firewood. And all summer long, I'd be like, Dave, Miami's playing Dallas. Ah, they're going to kill them. Ah, they're going to kill them. I'm like, oh, man, I think it's going to be a good game. It's going to be a good game. And I don't know what happened come Thanksgiving. I couldn't go down there, but everybody else was watching the game. I was watching it at home. And when we won, I called up there. Oh, my God. Everybody was in tears laughing. I'm like, Renee, put Dave on the phone. She's like, Jeff, he won't talk to you. He literally would not talk to me for a month. A month. Remember the computers, the Radio Shack TRS-80s?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. My father had one of those. I'm like, Dad, can you make me a picture of a Dolphins helmet? I don't even care what it looks like. He made me two. I went and stuck it on his door. Oh, my God.
Perfect.
I had fun with that. And I think it was a little over a month he wouldn't speak to me, but that's got to be one of the best.
That's great.
That's awesome. Great. So, Jeff, when you're sitting down, you mentioned the pizza back in the day, but these days when you're sitting down to watch game on a Sunday, Miami Dolphins, what's your favorite snack, meal, favorite food to eat as you're watching the Miami Dolphins play?
My wife makes this dish called chicken riggies, and people think, ooh, yeah. I can tell you, it's not red sauce, it's pink sauce.
Okay,
and
yeah.
It's really unique, and it's just it's super tasty. That would probably
really
be
spicy and hot, right? That's the only way to have it.
It's spicy, but not so.
Not outrageous.
It's unique. I'm telling you, that could be a dish in a restaurant. She says, no. But
it is up here by me. I think it's more of a northeastern thing because you're about like 90 minutes from me, really, from where I live. So I think it's more of a northeastern thing. I'm not sure, Ian, where he is down in Florida, if they
never
see a lot of that.
Before.
Exactly. Chicken. It's pretty much rigatoni chicken with this red sauce that's kind of pinkish, but they throw in peppers and it's really spicy. Yeah. It's you would probably love it. It's really good. It's really, really good.
Sounds good. Yeah, I'm getting hungry. Thanks, guys.
I know, exactly.
Appreciate this.
So, Jeff, when you're not watching Miami Dolphins football or, of course, listening to our podcast, what other things do you like to do for fun in your area or in Binghamton, New York?
Well, obviously I'm an electrician, so I like to build things. And I took the house I live in now, honestly, was probably one of the worst ones on the street. And now it's one of the nicer ones. Like this room I'm sitting in here, this used to be a back porch, two stories. So I gutted that, made my nice little Dolphins man cave back here, a bedroom upstairs. I'm always doing some home repair, but I love being a dad. That's
awesome.
One of my favorite things. You know, I've always wanted to be a dad. And
how many kids do you have, Jeff?
I have three. This is my older son here, Caden. He's the one. I'm not computer savvy. He is. He's the one who got me set up.
Look at that jersey, too. Is that a Tua jersey? I love it, man.
Oh, that's 14.
I like that, too. So is that a Fitzpatrick or is that a
Landry?
That's a Landry.
Landry. Okay, awesome. Even nice. Very nice.
Yep. He's 20. I have a 19-year-old daughter. And then I have a 10-year-old son, Josh, who hates football.
Really?
Hates football. I'm working on him.
At least he's not rooting for the Bills. I'd rather have him hate it than root for the Bills. Right. So that's fine.
Me and my son will watch the game with me. My buddy Brian will come over, and then Josh will come downstairs. And oh my God, you guys will get a kick out of it. It's hilarious. Oh, not again. Like, yep, here we go.
So Jeff, my next question for you is, have you been able to get to any Miami Dolphins games? I know they've got the MetLife takeover up in New York, or have you gotten down to Miami to be able to see any of the home games down here?
I will be going to Miami at some point. That is a lifelong. I'll tell you another story about that, not for a game. But I did end up in Buffalo for a couple of games, which is pretty cool. It's so cold.
It stinks.
Yeah, it's you know, you're not all the
you Buffalo. Have to experience it once. And like I that's like one of my dreams to get out there, right? To the Buffalo Stadium, watch the Dolphins play the Bills.
Wait till they build a new stadium in a few years. Don't go to this one.
But I want to experience it all, man. I want to experience being out in the cold. I want to experience sitting out in the snow. I've never experienced that in a football game. For you guys, it's like, well, we could do that next weekend if we wanted to, right? But not during the summer, but you know what I mean.
Heck yeah.
So also, we were just talking about the Bills, and then we've got the Jets. You know, we've got an AFC East, also the Patriots. Who would you say, Jeff, is the opponent for the Miami Dolphins that you actually dislike the most? Who would you say you dislike the most out of everybody?
You got to go with New England. They were just so good for so long, you know. it's got to be New England.
They destroyed our last 20 years, basically. Is
pretty much about it. Oh, pretty much. My wife, one time, it was a Miami New England game. I can't remember which one it was, but I called it that week. I'm like, Miami's going to win this game. Everybody's like, nah, you're nuts. I'm like, I'm telling you, Miami's going to win the game. So I have a smoker on my back deck that goes out to the pool there. I'm like, honey, put a pork roast in there. It's our Super Bowl. She goes, well, I don't mean to be funny, but isn't that in February? I go, not if you're a Miami fan.
That's the way it was for us.
And they won. I had people call me. They're like, you should have put money on it. I'm like, I don't know. Sometimes you get that feeling, you know.
Now, Jeff, before we get to our next question, you know, when I'm on with Ian, we always have that time in the show. And I think it's that time in the show to talk about our friends over at Manscaped. Now, Jeff, I don't know if you've heard, summer's coming. And are you ready to unveil your beach bod? Because you're in luck. Our friends at Manscaped have just launched the fourth generation performance package, which includes the Lawnmower 4.0, as Ian is holding up for those watching on YouTube. There you go. You heard that right, the 4.0. Compliment your summer bod with a trim from the leaders in male grooming. The sun is shining and calling your name, fellas. Join the 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped and get ready for hot guy summer by Manscaped.com. Be sure to go to Manscaped.com. Use the promo code DolphinsTalk. Save 20% and get free shipping. Did I mention the trimmer is waterproof as well? In the shower or in the wild, and from your chest pubes all the way down to your ball throw, the Lawnmower 4.0 is the best trimmer for you. So again, everyone go to Manscaped.com. Use the promo code DolphinsTalk. Save 20% in your order and get free shipping.
Did you just did I just hear the words balls fro?
Ball fro.
I never thought I'd ever hear that in my life. But okay.
Here's where I am out of the loop, because I've read the same one with Tom Ernesty like a week or two back, roughly, maybe a little bit more. And I guess that line is from a movie, which I didn't know. Tom knew. I go, Tom, okay.
I'm watching some very different movies than you and I do, Mike.
It was actually like a well-known movie, but I just never – I never remember lines from movies. I'm just not one – I mean, it's really got to be something. Like, I was like, yo, Adrian, I did it. Like, outside of that, I probably don't remember lines from movies. But I guess it was a well-known movie. I just went right over my head, Ian, just like yours. I don't know. So, Jeff, back to you. Speaking of movies, name one current movie, TV show – podcast, but not about the Miami Dolphins, non-football podcast that you're watching or that you would recommend for people to sort of watch. What are you into right now, non-football related?
Oh, God, that's a tough one. I don't even think I could come up with anything. I don't watch a lot of TV. I really don't. I go to your guys' podcast. I mean, that's my source of entertainment. Yeah. I don't watch a lot of TV. My all-time favorite, I think if I had to pick one, would be Sanford and Son.
Sanford and Son is a very underrated show, and there's actually a funny story I have. So I will add, because I never thought I'd be able to tell a story on a podcast, but I'm going to be able to tell it now. So Red Fox, who played Fred Sanford, you know, he hit it big in the 70s, made a ton of money. So he had a fancy home in Hollywood, California, like the most richest part of Hollywood. So in like the 80s, you know, he's really not the huge star anymore. Puts the house up for sale. So who buys his house? Hulk Hogan buys his house. And Hulk Hogan tells this story that when he went to look at this house, he goes, I walked in this most expensive area of California to look at this house that's being sold for millions. And it looked like the set of Sanford and Son. He was a slob in real life, not like the one he played on TV. And I always found that hilarious that this guy with all this money is in the most rich, exclusive area of California and has a house like a slob. I just find it hilarious.
That's great.
You could have seen me before I got married, Mike. And Jack,
but you didn't have the money that Red Fox had.
True.
So what's your favorite type of music, Jeff? What are you into when it comes to music?
I'm an 80s buff. I love the 80s.
It's good music.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, like, so what would we do for entertainment? I have a really nice karaoke setup. I mean, for real.
Yeah.
Question the singing, but the sound quality. The sound quality sounds better than most bars. And that's what we do. You know, my neighbors come over. If anybody has to drive, they have a driver. And we just have fun.
What's your go-to, Jeff? What's your go-to song? You walk into a karaoke bar and you say, this is a song I'm going to sing. Which is yours?
I can nail Thorogood pretty good. Nice. Yes, I do the Jovi. I try a little bit of everything. I do all right.
My two are Freebird, By Lynyrd Skynyrd. I'm very, very good at that.
It's like an 8-minute song too.
Well, yeah, and then also Boys to Men, River Runs Dry. I think that's what. So those two are my go-to whenever I sing karaoke. Yeah. And I used to be petrified of singing karaoke because it's like, all right, well, you don't want to sound horrible in front of your friends. And then you start listening to other people singing, and you're like, these are just normal people. Yeah. I'm just gonna go up there and have some fun. I really don't care. So I did it on a cruise ship, and there were like 50 or 75 people in the audience. And I was getting there and singing Free Bird, and everybody was singing along. I was getting them to sing along, and we were just having a good time. And that's what it's all about, right? Just go out and have a good time.
Ian, absolutely. I just had a great idea for a podcast.
Don't worry.
It'll be flagged for every copyright infringement anyways, just by playing the background music. But that would be a fun podcast.
Karaoke podcast.
Karaoke. Hey, it's the off season.
We would lose every audience member, Mike. You realize that, right?
We go viral on you. Audience. We might go viral too.
I had another idea for a podcast. You want to hear?
What's that? Sure.
Well, this was last year, right? You got a picture of the scene. I mean, I'm telling you, I listen to you guys all the time. I'm in my pool, right? And I'll have your podcast. I swear to God, the truth be told. So I'm out there and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to send him an email. I go, that would be so cool to do like a poolside podcast. And my wife's like, honey, number one, they don't know you. You've never met them. They're going to think you're a nutcase. And it's in the middle of a pandemic. I'm like, yeah, you're right.
I don't have a pool, so that might be one thing for me.
The thought was there.
It's a great thought, actually.
Want to wrap this up here?
Yeah, absolutely. So Jeff, if you listen to our podcast for a while, you know I'm a very very positive person, and I always try and steer away from the negativity. So would you consider yourself a half glass full or a half glass empty kind of guy? Glass half full, glass half empty kind of guy.
Definitely a glass half full. Lot to look forward to.
It's a way to live life, man. It makes life a little easier to be able to look at it that way.
Yes, sir.
And so my last question to you is about the Miami Dolphins. You know, what do you think? We've seen what Brian Flores has done the last two seasons, going from 5-11 to 10-6. Where do you see the Dolphins going this coming year, 2021?
I really see him making a real good push for the playoffs. I always joke with my friends at work. I'm like 14-3, 15-2. But I really see him making a push. I really do. If they can get by Buffalo, I think I agree with Mike 100% too. You give the Jets a couple of years, that division's going to be awful. There's going to be no gimme games there. But I see Miami really competing. I really do. I think Tua's on the upswing. I think he's going to be good for us. The receivers we have, just the culture. I'm excited. I'm excited every year, but I'm really excited this year.
Yeah, this is going to be one of the years where I think most of the fan base, even the most negative Nancy, has to go into the season very optimistic.
Yes. So I have a quick question, Mike, before you wrap things up too. Jeff, yes, your jersey, zeros, what's it represent? What do you got on the back?
Myself, my last name, Harris.
Good for you.
And I saw it through the Dolphins website.
Nice. You're never getting traded. Good for you.
That's correct.
No, that's what I said. You know, you sit there and you're like, my God, who am I going to buy? I know Tom has that bad luck there.
Well, Tom's got the black cloud.
So I'm like, well, I definitely don't want to do that. And I'm like, well, you know what? You couldn't hypnotize me to like another team, so I'm going to buy myself. So
there you go.
Absolutely.
You're right.
Tom and myself, we went to South Florida probably 2 or 3 years in a row. Every year he bought a jersey. The next year we went back. I have to buy a new jersey. The guy's gone. And I think the 1 year he asked me who to get, because I know 1 year he got Sue, and that was Sue's final year. The next year, Minkah Fitzpatrick. It was Minkah Fitzpatrick is a rookie. He's playing great. We're down there like week 8 or 9 or whatever. And I go, get Minkah. You got at least 5 years with him. Four worst, at least five. If they resign him, you're good. Minkah Fitzpatrick's gone the next September. I go, I'm done, Tom. You're just a kiss of death. Never again.
Yep.
The worst luck. But, Jeff, thanks so much for joining us. Do you have anything you want to plug? Any social media things, Twitter, Facebook, anything?
I do the Facebook. I'm not, you know, I don't do the Twitter yet, but I'm definitely on Facebook. You know, huge fan of your guys' show. Keep on doing everything you're doing. Such an honor to be a part of it. I've listened to you guys forever. I can't believe I'm sitting here.
I know. I was telling Ian that.
That's so cool.
I was telling Ian that before we started to record. I go, Jeff's been emailing me forever. He's probably one of our first listeners when our podcast probably was so small and nobody knew about it. So I appreciate you being a loyal follower of ours and a loyal listener. That's why we do these shows and do all the shows, because people like them, people seem to enjoy it, and we really do appreciate the support
Absolutely. And I tell everybody about you guys too. Awesome. I stumbled on to you guys on the way to the grocery store. I don't even know how I did it, but I'm oh, this is pretty cool. And I'm like, what was that? Ever since then, it was around draft time. And I'm like, wow, that's, I agree with that. This is really cool. And yeah, I don't, usually, I miss the show. I really don't.
Usually around the draft is when I get asked to go on a lot of radio shows and stuff. And recently I haven't done as many just because time, but years ago, we're talking 5, 6, 7 years ago, I would say yes to everything. So I've been on like Sirius XM radio a few times, some of the South Florida radio stations. So that's how a lot of people hear of us, learn about it. Now, you being where you were, I have no idea. But, yeah, that's how the people learn about it, through those ways. And they become lifelong loyal listeners. Jeff, thank you so much. Have a great rest of your summer.
Thank you, guys.
And, you know, hopefully in 2021 here, we have a great year for the Dolphins.
Absolutely. Keep on rocking, guys. Thanks for all you do. Hello, Dolphin Nation. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Fins up, everybody.
Fins up, buddy.
Thank you for listening to the Dolphins Talk Fan Series. For more Miami Dolphins content, be sure to subscribe to the Dolphins Talk YouTube channel by searching for Dolphins Talk, all one word, at youtube.com and by visiting dolphinstalk.com each and every day.